Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially selected in this special selected honorable month. Allah ta'ala has given us the capability, ability to remember Him, do His dhikr. This month of Muharram is from amongst the azim, the great months, and it's hurmat, it's a sacred and honorable month, and very close to Allah, very holy and blessed and important and great. And obviously if there are important seconds or hours or moments in the eyes of Allah, then the ibadat during that time is also accepted and their status is high, and Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of rewards. So the greatest fadl and karam of Allah is this, that Allah has given us this month. Allah Ta'ala has put this in our destiny, and in this month Allah Ta'ala has selected a day which is very great and important, which is the day of Ashura. And this is a very great opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has delivered us and brought us to this month and these blessed days. And this day of Ashura is very blessed. There are many events and incidents that have been narrated in the hadith. And in here, Allah Ta'ala, with regards to this sacred month and the great day of Ashura, Allah has given a lot of thawab, maghfirah and forgiveness, and a lot of opportunity for people to earn in this blessed time and during this blessed day. So we should not be lazy, negligent in these days. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has put into these days and given to us as great rewards, we should try to practice these during these days and take all of the opportunities. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi narrates a hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith. May Allah be pleased with him. And he stated that on this day of Ashura, the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, the individual who keeps the fast on the day of Ashura, the thawab is so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person, Allah will record 60 years of worship, 60 years of ibadah, and about ibadah, sawm and qiyam. In other words, the ibadah that's recorded for that person is in terms of the thawab for fasting and salah. 60 years of this ibadah, fasting and salah, for one fast. We can't think in our minds, why, how did this occur? This is Allah Ta'ala's choice. Whatever He wants to give, He gives. But anyway, this is a great opportunity that 60 years of worship will be recorded for the person who fasts on this day of Ashura. And on top of this, despite this, aside from this, 1,000 shaheed, their thawab will be recorded for that person who fasts on this day. Great reward. On top of that, additionally, all of the angels in the seven heavens, equivalent to them, the amount of thawab that is earned for their deeds will be recorded. What a lottery win. That this is the amount of forgiveness Allah Ta'ala gives and thawab on these days. This was with regards to fasting. And it stated on top of this, if a person breaks the fast of another, of a fasting person, if somebody assists and hosts the breaking of the fast for a fasting person, you'll get this much thawab as if he has broken the fast for the whole of the Ummati Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as if he has given them food to eat to the full, not just by breaking the fast with dates, but this much thawab that if you broke the fast, for gave them food to break the fast to their stomach's fill, for the whole ummah. And especially in the day of Ashura, if a person puts his hands onto the head of a yatim, an orphan, in other words, assists an orphan, what does this mean? This doesn't mean that you look for an orphan and physically you put your hands on his head. This is obviously a saying that to be his sponsor, to look after the orphan or give something to that orphan. Obviously there's a lot you could do, and you can assist an orphan, etc. Then the thawab for that action is that the amount of hairs on the body of that orphan, equivalent to that, Allah Ta'ala will increase the darajat, the levels for that person in paradise. Allahu Akbar. So a great day to come, the day of Ashura, which is very close to us. It's coming near, mashallah. It's on the day of Thursday, this Thursday, in a few days' time. So we should all try to keep this fast. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we don't have an excuse, our health isn't down. And obviously if nafs opposes the action, we should control it, because nafs tries to prevent us from all actions. But we should think, maybe we won't get this day of Ashura again next year. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Some brothers who were here previously, the last year in Ashura, they're not here with us now. So we should try just a few hours, Just a few hours for the sake of Allah, the human being, if he can do this ibadah, then alhamdulillah, he will get a lot of thawab. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.